We are looking at National Eye Health Week, and the message is it's pretty straightforward, really. Just make sure you get your eyes checked to look after your eyes' health and look after your sight. Now, we are looking around the UK at the different areas where there may be some changes brought on by the coronavirus restrictions. I'm heading to Northern Ireland now. Catherine Hamilton is there. She is a practicing optometrist. Catherine, thank you for joining us.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Is it easy getting the message out to people just for those regular eye tests, or can it be a bit of a battle still?
Yeah, I think obviously, as you've touched on it with the coronavirus over the last while, obviously the way practices have changed throughout the UK, obviously we were restricted on who we could see over the last few months, and it was very much symptom-led and emergency eye care. Thankfully, since restrictions have lifted a wee bit, we've been seeing our more regular patients again, but certainly we still have a backlog of folk whose eye tests are due. Certainly, out of all the senses, sight is the one that folk don't want to lose, the most. So certainly we send out wee reminder letters and things like that and call patients to say that their eye test is due. And we do find that folk on the whole do genuinely come in for their wee checkups. Obviously, a lot of eye conditions, as I'm sure you know, can be asymptomatic until it's too late. So, with National Eye Health Week promoting the importance of good eye health and the need for regular checkups, so it's really important that we sort of stay on top of things because a lot of sight loss can be avoidable if we do get our regular checkups.
And it's that early intervention, if someone does have a problem, you guys can pick it up before it becomes a more serious problem. And many conditions are treatable, and around about half of all
Absolutely.
sight loss is avoidable.
Absolutely. And across the UK, there's approximately about 2 million people who have some form of sight loss or sight impairment. A lot of those, as you've touched on, can be avoidable. The most common causes are the likes of cataract and glaucoma, which can be both easily treated in the early stages. So certainly coming in for regular checkups can really prevent that and certainly improve folks' quality of life.
How are you making your practices safe, encouraging people back? Because there probably is a lot of hesitation about going out and about, or going into shops or opticians even.
The guys within our management have been great. They've set up stickers on the floor. We've had restricted appointment times. We have collection appointments for glasses. We have screens set up. The opticians were all now wearing scrubs. The rooms are deep cleaned between each patient, and at lunchtime, there's a further deep clean. We're wearing all the PPE that's provided. We're encouraging patients to wear masks whenever they're in with the optician, and it seems to be working quite well. We've also extended our hours to allow folk to feel a wee bit more comfortable, maybe when the practice isn't as busy. So the feedback that we've got back from folk has been very good. Everyone feels confident and feels safe. So it's a new way of working, but I think in every aspect of life, things have changed, and we just have to get on with it, and go with the times.
Is there a lot of collaborative work between, say, the high street opticians and the hospital eye clinics as well? If you perhaps have to refer someone after an eye check, or perhaps someone gets in touch with an eye emergency, are you the first port of call?
We have a scheme called the NI PAIR scheme, which is like an acute red eye emergency scheme. So whether it be the patient presenting problems of the eyes or they're referred from the GP or the pharmacy, they come to us as a first point of call. And then obviously we see if we can treat them initially ourselves. If we feel, they need to be referred to the GP or to the eye hospital, we make that decision and liaise with them. At the moment, there's no walk-in emergency eye clinic. Obviously, they need to keep a track on who's coming into the hospital, so everything has to go through the books as such and make sure that we're making sure everyone's accounted for and we're giving them the best care. It's been really great over the last number of months. The eye hospital have been great in terms of advice and probably given us a wee bit more scope and practice and a wee bit more responsibility to be able to treat conditions, that previously would have been referred. And obviously patients feel a lot more comfortable coming into practice opposed to going to a hospital environment. So that's been really successful over the last while as well.
Is that really relevant as well? You think perhaps people are running behind with their eye checks over the past few months? Perhaps there's been a bit of a waiting list build up. Are you working close with the clinics on that?
Yeah, absolutely. Every aspect of healthcare has been affected in some way, particularly the eyes. Cataract referrals that aren't deemed emergency, folk are waiting even longer, and you've waited so long for these appointments. So there's cataracts and there's glaucoma, there's red eyes and problems. So certainly over the last while, we've been liaising a lot more and taking a bit more responsibility, which is great as well. And Northern Ireland have a really great setup at the moment with this red eye and acute service scheme, and there's localised things that we do, repeat pressure checks and glaucoma checkups, which work really well as well.
And, you know, if people did have to go to an eye hospital or clinic there, they're going to find the same safety processes in place as they would on the high street, protecting them and, of course, protecting the staff.
They all get specific appointment times for going into the hospital. They get told that they need to wear a mask, and maybe they're not allowed to bring someone with them, or if they do have someone with them, they might have to wait in the waiting area. So it's all trying to balance everything with making the patient feel comfortable, as well as abiding by the social distancing and the regulations with regards to hygiene and things like that at the moment. So for the most part, it's a learning experience and a learning curve for us all. For a while there, every day we were getting a different email of what we can and what we can't do. So it's great now that we have a wee bit more clarity. We know what we're up against. We know what we have to do. And I think everyone's singing off the same hymn sheet, which is great.
Just finally, Catherine, then, if you had some advice for people out there who perhaps have missed eye appointments, or, you know, even if it comes to an eye emergency and they still have some worries around coronavirus, what would you say to them?
You're not alone. I would advise you to get in contact with your local optometrist. Even for advice, there's great options out there across Northern Ireland in terms of opticians who can come out and do domiciliary care. There's also the advice of telephone and video triage. So a lot of things can be done. The main thing is that you protect your eyes. You know, as we said, promoting National Eye Health Week, it's about regular tests and regular checkups. But obviously with coronavirus, it's very much so still at large, but we just need to be sensible. If you feel there's something wrong with your eye, please do not hesitate to contact your local optometrist. I know myself and many other colleagues would be more than happy to pick up the other end of the phone, and whether we feel it's suitable to get you in. Most practices these days can accommodate, give you a specific time, or to make sure that there's not too many in the store. Or domiciliary tests have resumed in Northern Ireland now over the last sort of 10 days or so. So there's different options out there.
Catherine Hamilton, thank you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks very much, Alan. Take care.